Trials continued this week in New York, California, and Nebraska in lawsuits challenging the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act that President Bush signed last November. Still unresolved is whether the Justice Department will receive the hundreds of medical records it has subpoenaed. Justice officials want the records of women whose abortions were performed by doctors who are challenging the law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the subpoenas have raised health privacy questions that go beyond abortion.
Sandra Tutel, a secretary and college student from Centralia, Washington, was 4 months pregnant last year when a series of prenatal tests indicated there might be a problem.
So I was sent to the University of Washington for further testing, and through this testing, it resulted in finding out there were several birth defects with the brain and lungs of my child.
Tutel says her decision to end her pregnancy was the most difficult of her life, and she says it was further complicated because she had to make it just as President Bush was about to sign the abortion bill, an event her doctor said could affect her choice of procedure.
My doctors were telling me, you know, you need to make a decision because all of this is going on with the government right now.
Tutel says as far as she knows, her records are not among those sought by the Justice Department, which is defending the law, but she's angry just the same.
There was a lot of things that I discussed with my doctor that the last thing I want is anybody else reading my records.
The Justice Department won't comment on the cases, but lawyers who support the law will. Matt Staver is president of Liberty Counsel, a law firm that focuses on religious freedom and right-to-life issues. Staver says these records are critical to the cases.
Because Congress, after listening to testimony, ultimately concluded that the partial birth abortion procedure is never medically necessary to protect her life or health. And consequently, if that particular finding is incorrect, it would undermine some of the reason for the partial birth abortion ban.
Thus, Staver says, the records are needed to back up the testimony of doctors who say those congressional findings are wrong, that the procedure is sometimes medically necessary.
It'll simply determine whether or not the doctor in practice has ever used partial birth abortion as a necessary procedure. And if he hasn't, it'll undercut the veracity of his testimony.
Staver also says the subpoenas are carefully written to comply with the federal privacy rules that took effect last April.
In fact, all of the confidential information, the names, or any kind of identifying information will be redacted and will not be used.
But Sandra Tutel says that doesn't give her much confidence.
How do I know that my name is going to come off it? And how do I know who's going to see it? And it's just, it doesn't matter. It's my personal medical records that the only people that should be reading them are medical personnel.
Jan Laurie Goldman also has her doubts about the abortion subpoenas. Goldman heads the Health Privacy Project in Washington, D.C., and is a leading national advocate on the issue. Goldman says that while the federal privacy rules do allow information to be subpoenaed for legal proceedings, what makes this case troublesome is that the women whose records are being sought are not otherwise involved in the dispute.
They were not parties to the suit. They did not agree to put their medical records at issue. They run the risk of being exposed and having their records shared with the government when they did not choose to put their medical records at issue.
Goldman also says it's ironic that it's the Justice Department demanding the records.
It's particularly disturbing that the Justice Department has said in this case that people don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their medical records, because it is this Justice Department that is charged with enforcing the first ever medical privacy law.
The issue goes well beyond abortion, Goldman says. If people fear their medical information will not be kept confidential, they'll be less likely to seek treatment or, when they do, to be completely truthful with their doctors.
Whether they might be getting an HIV test or whether they're seeking care for a mental health problem or whether they are being diagnosed for cancer, people are worried that their information can be used outside of healthcare, either by their employers or by the government, and that it will somehow hurt them.
So far, judges have issued contradictory rulings on whether the records have to be turned over. Another hearing on the issue is set for later this month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.